The glamorous Cannes Film Festival is underway in France. The festival has a high-profile jury of film industry heavyweights to decide who gets the prizes. And this year, the jury made its first statement by leaving a chair empty for Jafar Panahi. Panahi is a movie director from Iran. He's known for producing gritty social commentaries like this award-winning film, Offside. Offside tells the story of girls who try to watch a soccer match but aren't allowed inside the all-male stadium. Iranian authorities arrested Panahi in March, charging him with making anti-government films. Filmmaker Tim Burton, who heads this year's jury at Cannes, has called for Panahi's release, but Panahi remains in Tehran's notorious Evin prison. Los Angeles Times reporter Borzu Daragahi is following the story from Beirut. He says Iranian authorities fear Panahi for several reasons.
He has so much credibility internationally as a filmmaker, and he is a homegrown, kind of down-to-earth product of Iran, of the Islamic Republic. He served in the Iran-Iraq War, and so he's not from some elite bourgeois background. Yet, he is very much opposed to the current hardline faction that dominates Iran's political system. So it's this combination of having international credibility and being a kind of a political enemy of the current hardliners that makes him very much disliked by the Iranian authorities.
And so what are the sorts of themes his films tackle? I mean, Offside kind of sounds like Bend It Like Beckham trying to stick it to the Iranian government.
You know, Marco, I really like Jafar Panahi's films. There are these kind of neorealist gems that bring the viewer really down and into the nitty-gritty of life in Tehran, which is his milieu. You know, he deals with social class tensions. I mean, one of his most amazing films is this movie called Aine, or Mirror. It's about this little girl who's lost in Tehran, and the filmmakers are following her around as she's getting into all these little adventures and listening to these very poignant adult conversations about the state of the economy, about the state of their lives, and it's just a fascinating movie. And another movie is Crimson Gold, about a pizza delivery man who is damaged, mentally damaged in the Iran-Iraq War, and he's sort of traveling around Tehran delivering pizzas and running into people from all different walks of life. He goes to a party that the police are about to break up, and the police won't let him leave. This was an extremely taboo subject. And this movie was banned in Iran, as were many of his movies.
With such a high international profile, and now with Tim Burton supporting him, why would the Iranian government rather risk this sort of international embarrassment than permit Panahi to go to Cannes?
I think that they're trying to send a message to the Iranian people and the protesters and the opposition movement that sprang to life after last year's disputed elections that, you know, we don't really care. We don't care who you are. We don't care who you know. We don't care how well connected you are. We can still take you and stick you in solitary confinement and try to force you to confess to various crimes. It is our understanding, according to people that we've spoken to in Tehran who are close to Panahi, that the authorities want him to confess that he was making a movie, which he, you know, apparently he was making a movie without the permission of the authorities, but also confess to having ties with outside intelligence agencies, that he was doing this movie on behalf of the CIA or whatever in order to undermine Iran. And apparently he's refusing to confess to this particular crime, and so that's why they continue to hold him.
And for his past work, can Iranians see these movies? I mean, or are they banned in Iran?
They're banned, but you can get them at any DVD shop or even on the street. You know, you can get like any movie basically in Iran. Thanks to the internet, the downloading of movies is very easy and very popular. And also people burn them onto CDs, DVDs, and sell them in markets.
Borzu Daragahi, correspondent for the Los Angeles Times, based in Beirut, telling us about the plight of Iranian filmmaker Jafar Panahi. Thank you very much, Borzu. Good to speak with you.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
This is PRI.